construction podcast for kids, grown-ups, and whoever wants to listen.
Hi, I'm Ellis, and I'm the host of The Scoop. I decided to make a podcast about construction because I love construction, and I know lots of other people do too. Each episode is going to be about a different project or material. For today's episode, we are talking about concrete. I chose concrete because I wanted to know why the concrete stairs at my school keep cracking and breaking. When I heard the stairs were going to be fixed this summer, I went and checked it out. I met two very nice people at MJS Construction.
We are patching these steps because of the weather and the salt that has been put on these steps. And then it makes it crack and it makes it basically degrade away.
This is Brendan. He's a stonemason and he specializes in masonry restoration. He told me that salt is a big problem. It gets cold and snowy and icy where I live. Our school has to use a lot of salt to make sure no one slips and gets hurt, but it turns out that's a problem for the stairs, and that means it's a hazard. I did some research to find out why salt is so bad for the concrete. Concrete is a porous material. That means that it has tiny holes in it, and water can get in it in these holes. When the water freezes and turns to ice, it expands inside the concrete. That makes the concrete crack. Then the cracks let in more water, and the whole cracking cycle starts again. So what about the salt? Salt makes water freeze at a lower temperature. So the salt keeps the water liquid until the temperature in the air gets really cold. But that means more water gets into the tiny cracks, and it does eventually freeze and put pressure on the concrete. What's the first step to fixing the problem other than moving the stairs to Hawaii? Room. I asked Jesse, Brendan's partner, what he was doing.
So why are you like chipping the concrete?
Well, because we have to take all the loose material off in order for the patching material to stick better.
Turns out Jesse was knocking old pieces of concrete off with his hammer.
This is how Jesse figured out where.
You have to find a sound foundation.
So how do you know if it's sound? You just
feel it? We tap around with a hammer, and when you hear a hollow, echoey sound, that's when you know that it's a very weak spot.
Let me see if I could... Chisel that off?
Yes. Solid, solid, solid. Solid, not so solid. Exactly.
Once they've chiseled off the old weak stuff, they need to put on new stuff. This stuff is called VOH.
VOH, it's a fast-setting patch material, and it cures very, very strongly and very fast.
So before you put the VOH on, do you put something else on to bond it?
We really wet the material up and put a nice moist layer.
So do you need to prepare the VOH with anything?
Nope.
So you just put it on?
Yeah, we mix it with water and
so that's all you need to add it to?
It's like kind of like a glue. And then you add all the stiffer, drier stuff to it.
Yeah.
And it helps hold.
That sound was Brendan and Jesse mixing VOH, dry VOH, with water. They were using their electric hand mixer. I was having a really hard time figuring out that they were actually telling me that they were putting on a very wet layer of VOH. I thought they were using a different layer of something else to bond the VOH.
Oh, so
yeah.
You make wet VOH,
yes.
And less wet VOH.
Exactly, exactly. Yes.
So is it just that two kinds? Is it just wet and then less wet?
Yep.
And then less wet,
yep.
And then less wet, and then less wet. Just the same
pretty
less
much.
Wet
yep.
thing
yep.
every time
yep.
after the very wet.
They put VOH layers on until it's thick enough for the other part of the stairs. For example, if the top part is bigger than the bottom part, they need to make the bottom part come out more so that it can match up with the top part.
You know, it makes it look like the other concrete, so.
Nice and smooth. And
when they're done, they put a finishing touch on. They feather it with a sponge because it's super smooth, and they do this when it's just dry.
And you use a sponge that's not wet. You gotta squeeze it out all the way, as much as you possibly can, and then you feather everything out to make it all look even. And that's gonna take like the whole day to really dry from the inside.
A week after the stairs were done, the new school year started. I asked some of the teachers and staff at my school what they thought of the new concrete. Here's what they had to say.
1 to 5 stars. How much do you think, how much better do you think the stairs are?
Well, I think they look a 5 and I think they feel a 5 as well. They feel a lot better. Yeah, a lot better. Not as many holes. Oh, man, it's going to make leaving the school a lot easier at the end of the day, that's for sure. It's going to make coming into the school a lot easier as well.
I think the kids are coming up and down safely, don't you think?
Yeah.
There's no chips anymore. Wonderfully done.
The landing feels much better to me. Like I'm not tripping over any of the broken stones or, you know, like falling in a ditch of sand. And it looks like, you know, you could take a scooter or a skateboard and not fall. But this, so I feel like, I don't know, I'd give the landing as a patch job, not like the brand new thing. But in terms of how they patched it, I'd probably give it a 5.
It's just a Band-Aid for them till they can do this whole set of stairs all over again.
As he said, this is just a patch job. So when they redo it next year, because these stairs won't last forever, they still need to put salt on it. This winter, which is coming up, they are going to rebuild the stairs, meaning take down and build it all up again. And I'll be making another episode for you guys when that happens. Thanks for listening to the first episode of The Scoop!